Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I sure enjoy doing these things, and I hope you do too. We're going to talk about something that a lot of people think is very hard, and it really isn't. And that's called obedience. And I want to talk like this. Love makes obedience easy. Pretty simple, isn't it? Let me say it again. Love makes obedience easy. See, when you love someone or you love doing something, obeying is not a problem whatsoever at all because you want to please. And that's what it's all about. Let me give you a great, wonderful verse. St. John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him, which means Christ in you, the hope of glory. Isn't that amazing? I got to read that again because that's revelation in there. Jesus answered and said, that's St. John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Living. Oh, man, think about this. You don't have to look up to heaven to look for Jesus. All you got to do is look right here. Christ in you. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? And let me say, when Jesus loves you, the Father will too. Here is another great verse of scripture. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. As obedient children. See, love makes obedience easy. Pretty simple. People say, what's a good marriage? Obedience. Yes, dear. Pretty simple. Praise God. And it's just such a blessing. Yes, sir. That's even better. Praise God. Well, I think so anyway. So when you understand that, it's so wonderful. Like, for example, you believe in God for a healing and you just can't seem to get there. Fall in love more with Jesus. It'll make that obedience quicker. You'll get that healing quicker because that's what it's all about. You want the word of God to come to pass in your life spiritually, physically, and financially, every area. Why? Well, spiritually, definitely, because Christ in you. Physically, my Lord, you're walking through this life and life's not easy. And then financially, and people worry about that. You know, they say, well, you know, I don't want to be greedy. You're not greedy. Just accept what God's already given you. You see what I'm saying? The Bible says His will be done on earth or in earth, however you want to say it, as it is in heaven. Now, you know, if you think about it, you see any sick people in heaven? No. Broke people in heaven? No. Unspiritual people in heaven? No. Why can't you see it here? Why can't you do it here? Why can't you have it here? Love makes obedience easy. It's so easy to do these things. I don't struggle in my salvation. I find so many people struggle. And why? Worry about things that never come to pass. You know, I did an Australian tour this year, and I like to kind of listen to how different countries have different sayings. If there's a problem in America, we say, no problem. Or we, even though it's a problem, we'll go, no problem. But I like Australian people's slogan better. You tell them something, they go, no worries. I don't know about you, I kind of like that better. No worries. Now, it doesn't make any difference. We're going to get this thing done. Love makes obedience easy. If you face that fact, get that down inside of you. It will change your life today. You'll walk in the blessing of God like you've never walked before because it becomes easy. You see, and when it's easy to love the Lord. In fact, when you've fallen in love with the Lord completely, nothing else fits. Think about that. Sin goes away. Now, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God when we disobeyed. But if we don't disobey and we walk in love, it makes obedience easy. It's just such a simple thing to do. It really is. I mean, I just enjoy being saved. Do you enjoy being saved? Are you struggling to do the work of the Lord in your life or to obey God's word in your life? Just perfect your love. I mean, just study it out. Get it inside of you and watch God do those wonderful things. And I love what Jesus said in St. John 14, 23. Me and my Father will abode in you. Oh, that's as good as it gets, son. In other words, God don't have to travel far to answer your prayer. He's right here. So do that today. Faith that fact and watch God do a miracle for you that you never thought would ever come to pass. See ya.